Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach just outside of Washington, D.C. Bad traffic is a good time for brain dumping and brainstorming, and so each week we take about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how bad traffic is, to talk about like action-packed strategies that you can put in play in your classroom today, whether dealing with littles or middles, high school, all the way up to adult learners. The big secret about education is we're not really teaching content, we're teaching people. And so figuring out what makes people tick, what makes them motivated, what makes them excited, that's the kind of thing that can change the game in a classroom. And so, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Every Monday, we have a brand new episode on your favorite podcasting app. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to mash that subscribe button and tell your friends. It helps the word spread and helps get this in the hands of other teachers trying to change the game in their classrooms. This week, we're talking all about breaks, holiday breaks, specifically Thanksgiving break, which is just around the corner. We'll get into that in a second, but first, some housekeeping notes. Every week, the podcast drops on Mondays, but it's designed to be the start of a conversation, not like the end of it. So if you like what you're hearing and you want to talk further, please message me on Twitter. I'm at MeehanEDU. That's like my last name. M as in Mary, E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy. And EDU like teaching, because I love teaching, and I love talking about it. Let's talk all week about this topic or anything else. Likewise, if you like what you're hearing, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline, because I am fired up about this thing, and it helps to get good people excited, because that helps me get excited, and then helps me figure out how to do it better. And Adrenaline Rush is also the name of my book. It's all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. And all of the fun and excitement and energy that comes from those things really have nothing to do with school. But what if we can harness that energy and put it in our classrooms? And there's a lot of lessons to learn from it. So yeah, I'd love to talk further. But this week I want to talk about things that have nothing to do with school. And that involves our Thanksgiving break. The holiday break is just around the corner. I'm recording this one like a week before the Thanksgiving holiday. And if your school is like my school, you definitely have off Thanksgiving Thursday and the Friday after. Of course, the Saturday, Sunday is not a cushion, but some schools even like spread it a little bit. Like my school always has the Monday after Thanksgiving off. It's just like a bit of school. I'm a Catholic school, and it's the bishop. He gives us a holiday once a year, and we get to pick which day it is. So people pick the Monday after Thanksgiving, so we kind of stretch it a little bit. But some schools leave as early as like a half day on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or a little bit longer, giving that whole Wednesday off. And even if we don't give students those days off, a lot of times there are a lot of students and families who are traveling. Thanksgiving, of course, is the biggest traveling day of the year, whether it's the day before, the day of, the day after. Of course, Black Friday shopping is crazy and things get busy and la-di-da. But yeah, there's a lot of people on the road. And I don't know about you, but I'm interested to hear or have a conversation about what your holiday plans look like and how does that correlate to your teaching plans or your lesson plans. For me, every year, it's a tradition, I travel up to New Jersey where my family lives. I was born in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, which is like north, not too far from like Allentown, Pennsylvania, Easton, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Maybe an hour outside of New York City, an hour north of Philly, so sort of split the difference. My brother and his family, he has an 8-month-old. They live in Yardley, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philly. My aunt and uncle live in New Hope, Pennsylvania. My cousins all live in Plainfield, New Jersey, or South Plainfield, New Jersey. And so there's a lot of, like, my mom's whole side of the family's big old Italian family. My dad's Irish-Polish. And we get together every year for Thanksgiving, pretty much everybody, and all the kids from town who kind of grew up together catch up. We do on Thanksgiving morning a football game. Usually it's from, like, 10 to noon. And we'll play, like, a mix of, like, light flag, maybe light tackle with no helmets. So that's not the smartest thing we've ever done. But we've probably been playing touch football or tag football on Thanksgiving Day probably every bit of like 25 years. It's been a lot of our family's tradition to grow up, and regardless of what the weather was, everybody sort of shows back up at one of these big fields, whether it's snow or mud, and it's been like everybody who comes, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, in-laws, kids from town. We have guys and gals playing. At this point, it's a lot of people who are in their 20s and 30s, but it's funny because it started when we were like 10 and 12, so when we hit each other, it hurt way less. Now you feel it a little longer. But as we start with in the morning, maybe you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's another big tradition at like 9 o'clock when they cut that ribbon, the 3-2-1, let's have a parade. My mom and I love every year to watch at least that part, and a few of the Broadway shows do a big review in the morning. Then, of course, the parade comes, they have the balloons and the floats, and then at the end, sing, lick, crowd rolls through and you realize the Christmas shopping season is right there. Clever marketing from the Macy's Corporation. And so, of course, you know, we do big meals. My mom's Italian. We make lasagna, but we also make a ham and a turkey every year. No matter what you try to bring, she's always already made it. So sweet potatoes and, you know, greens and, you know, just anything you can think of. There's a lot of food. I'm sure your families are very similar. And then after all that craziness hits, whoever is left around at the house will probably play a game. Games like Trivial Pursuit, or games like Apples to Apples, you know, where there are no winners, but everyone's sort of just laughing, playing together, having a chance to come together. So it was, we did that game with the mouth expanders one year. Like, I think it's called Watch Your Mouth or Wise Mouth, where you're just, you know, sitting around and trying to read what one another's saying, but your mouth is all expanded, so it sounds goofy. That sort of thing. So that's what Thanksgiving Day looks like. Then the next day, first thing in the morning, we head to the dollar store. Instead of Black Friday shopping, we go and buy all sorts of candies and stuff for gingerbread houses. And we get the whole extended crew together on the Friday after Thanksgiving for gingerbread houses. We do like a smackdown or a competition between different family members. We pair up or trio up, and we have a theme every year. So one year it was like different locations around the world. Other ones it was like Walt Disney, or like, you know, we had to build a holiday scene from our favorite movie, or a you know, Christmas village or whatever it was. And then one year I think we made like different cars on a train. So each team had to make a different car on the train. We had to kind of like make them the same size and scale and scope. Sort of like, you know, the ultimate holiday baking challenge. But the rule is we use graham crackers and icing. Candies bought from the dollar store, so maybe like 50, 60 bucks worth of just, you know, sugar crap from the dollar store. And the rule is that everything that's on your build has to be edible. So no, like, you know, cheating, no building like with a milk carton or with a frame or some wire and stuff like that. And so it forces you to be creative. We do, like, you know, a build off, and we'll spend 2-3 hours on that. And then we, of course, have the leftovers, and that's a big old thing. And then usually by Saturday or Sunday, people are getting a little stir crazy. Could have been in the house for 2-3 days. So we try to do a little bit of shopping, or we head out, take a trip to New York City. We've done like Broadway shows, or just a chance to sort of make our way through Rockefeller Center, even though the tree is not up or lit yet, just to make our way through, like, you know, this big place where there's a lot of really cool big stores, and even if you don't shop in them, just to see the holiday spirit is all in full swing. New York's not too far from my house, so it's a great way to sort of celebrate the holiday. And then that's Saturday. Sunday, of course, is for church services and things like that. And then you make your way home, because most of us have work on Monday. So we say goodbye to family on Sunday and make our way back down to where we need to go for work. For me, on a good day with no traffic, it's like a 3.5-hour drive. When traffic gets bad, and you can hear the traffic in the background here while my blinker goes, it could be up to 5-6 hours. That's a lot of time spent in the car. So why did I just spend an entire 8 minutes talking about my holiday traditions? Because it has nothing to do with school, right? And this podcast is supposed to be about things that are interesting to teachers and that we can change the game in our classrooms. Here's the point. It's not about school because it's not about school. As an educator, I got to remember that I'm a human first. And as a human, Thanksgiving is a time for me to get together with my other humans and just enjoy being human. That means Wednesday is spent driving, or shopping, or cooking, and getting ready for the big holiday. And Thursday is spent playing football, or watching the parade, or eating a big meal, or watching, you know, like a Christmas holiday movie that night with family, or playing a game, right? That's Thursday. And then Friday is spent building gingerbread houses and eating leftovers and seeing other members of the family who aren't able to make it on the first day. And Saturday is spent traveling to New York City or bouncing between different locations or, you know, doing things involving shopping or the mall or seeing other friends and family who are in the neighborhood because you're only in town for so long. And Sunday is spent right back in the car again, driving back home. There is no time for me as a functional adult to carve out when I'm supposed to be carving turkey or carving pumpkin pie and do work. There's none. It's Thanksgiving. It's break. It's called a break for a reason. If my admin team required me to do professional development over that 4-day, 5-day stretch, I would have a legitimate gripe that that time that they were asking of me was taking time away from my family. And if they argued that my momentum would be stalled because if I just forgot for 5 days all of my obligations, then maybe I don't want to work there. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but if our admin team came at us and said, for these next 5 days when you're supposed to be with family and recharging and making it all better for life and, you know, Thanksgiving and prosperity and all these good things, but don't forget about work because work's important and blah, 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 blah. If I had to take a conference call or a Skype if I had to go on Twitter for a Twitter chat, if I was required, right, to do these things, if I had to be sending emails, I would not be fully present with my family, with my loved ones. And many of them I don't get to see very frequently. And some of them, you know, as family members age up, you don't know how many holidays you'll have left with them, right? You know, my grandmother is in her 90s. This is the type of thing that I take really seriously because that time for me is precious. And I say all that to say, if you're a classroom teacher, it's a challenge, and I don't want to offend anybody, but why are you giving homework over breaks? Why are you telling students to do anything less or more than what you would ask or be asked to do yourself? If your admin team came at you and said you had a packet to fill out before you came back to work on Monday, how much would you resent them? How much would you, you know, want to go back and work for them? How much would you feel like supported by them, right? But if you're working and you're like, hey, just take this time, be with your people, work over here and get back. Like, for 5 days, what precious momentum, oh my goodness, like, so what? It's 5 days, big deal. Let kids be kids, let them be family members. If their schedule is anything like mine, they spend half of this trip in a car anyway. And if you're like me, I can't read in the car because I get like motion sickness. And when they're in their car with their family, they should be enjoying their family and spending some time, you know, playing football or having pumpkin pie or watching a parade or making gingerbread houses, because that's what the holidays are about. Decorating the house for Christmas, when I come home back to my house, the first thing I want to do is get ready for the next holiday, right? So it might be like getting the tree and like putting up ornaments or decorating the house. That's what this time is for. Sunday night, the Sunday night blues are real and they're sad the way it is when you're like, oh, the holiday break is over, the break is over. Why double gut punch kids with a double, triple, quadruple amount of work? Because, well, you had 5 days off, so a little bit of work every day. When the average kid probably is spending that time not thinking about school because they're not even in control of their schedules. As an adult, I can say, okay, I'm going to leave at 5 o'clock and I'll try to beat the traffic if I leave at 5 a.m. versus the p.m. The average kid is like beholden to whatever mom or dad says, and they can't change that. And so making them sit down and carve out time, like I'm reminded of Ebenezer Scrooge in The Boarding School, when instead of doing work on Christmas, he just wants to be home as a child. And then in The Counting House as a young man, where instead of being with Belle and doing the holiday, you know, with his family or with his fiance, he'd rather be doing work. I think there's a powerful metaphor there. It's called a break for a reason, y'all. And I encourage you as an educator to respect that, to honor that, and encourage your kids to do the same thing. If you absolutely must assign homework over the break, assign them something like, I don't know, spend time with your family, or, you know, have a piece of pumpkin pie, or watch the parade, or learn something about a holiday tradition that you've never learned about before and come back and report about it, or, you know, carve out a new thing for doing with the family and talking about it. Because we only get so many times with these family members, and those are the things that are really the reason why we do what we do. I think it's important we recognize that for our students so we can feel them safe and supported when they get back into the classroom. That's it for this week. Have a great holiday break. I'm pushing this out a week before Thanksgiving, so you have plenty of time to kick it around in your head and you don't have to listen to it on Monday and be like, oh my God, I already gave a packet. Don't give that packet. You still have time. Thanks again. Message me back and we'll talk further. Another episode on Monday. Thanks.